Hi, I'm Min Ru Li. I'm in Paulo Losada Frederick's lab. And my graduate student mentor is Samane Sendri. So today my presentation will be modeling and visualizing three-dimensional details of wind turbine wakes. So if we have a wind turbine and we have a wind, then we can generate energies. So simple, right? But in a wind farm, we won't have only one single turbine. Instead, we have like a lot of turbines arranged according to the terrain and wind. A common question is, how can we generate more energy in this wind farm? Or to be clear, how can we generate more energy in this wind farm? So to understand this, we need to understand this process even more clearer. So my graduate student mentor, Samane, simulates the whole process. And I'm visualizing the wind wakes in order to understand the wake structure better. Okay, when we talk about the visualization, usually we think about the MATLAB or the Mathematica. But for the 3D visualization like this project, we have better options. In this project, we are using the ParaView and Blender. ParaView is a software specialized in data interpretation. You can build up the meshes. It can build up meshes containing the input data and then convert them into the graphic representation. For Blender, Blender is currently using for games, designing games or animations, but it has a powerful modeling engine. So it lets us to create whatever object we want in a 3D space. Also, for the object, we can set different properties to the object, like the materials, the textures, so that we can render it to get fantastic pictures and videos. It's a ParaView pictures. You can see the skulls, the streamlines, and some wireframes. For the Blender, I don't have to say a word for that. It's fantastic. Yeah. So at the beginning of the project, after the simulation in the MATLAB, we get several number arrays. But the ParaView cannot directly read them. So we need to first convert the raw data file to a VDK data file. It's like the raw data file to a VDK data file. The VDK stands for Visualization Toolkit, which is one of the many types of readable data files for the ParaView. So it contains the information of the points and the meshes with the data, and then we can use the ParaView to process it. In this project, the process in the ParaView is fairly simple. It is shown in the video. So the VDK file generates a line in the ParaView. And then, it came from the simulation. But usually when we study a fluid, we usually study a small filament of fluid. So then I interpolate the tube from the line using a tube filter. And then I just export it in the X3D format. Sorry, I forgot this. In X3D format. X3D format is a format that can be read by both the ParaView and Blender, so then I can process the file in the Blender. So add it in Blender. First, we import the file in the Blender. It's a white wind wake. And then to explain what is the process, we add a simple wind turbine, like this. And then we set the materials, which I'll explain the purpose later. Like this is red. And we continue to add more details to the visualization, like the interpolation and the text and all wind wakes we need to visualize. So you can see there are two different colors, so red one and a blue one, because when wind passes through the turbine, it generates two kinds of flow, from the tip and from the center. They have vertices in different directions, so we'd better mark them differently. Then we get a final result. Because we have a full animation, it contains like 200 frames. So we need to let the code do that. We cannot do that manually. So we wrote a code and integrate all our settings into the code and then render the full animation. The final results are this. You can see it stays stable for a short period of time and it grows to a like really messy one. This one is the general view, and these two are the view from the front and from the side. can see this process. So in this way, we can see not only the general view, like, we'll not only see this kind of general view for the wind wakes, we can see the wind wakes evolution in all perspectives, so we can understand the wind structure better. But not only this, in this presentation, what I've shown are the only basic techniques for this two software. They are far more powerful than that. As I wrote in the abstract, that ParaView are used for a lot of areas like biology, medics, like the skull I showed before. So it's a very powerful data interpretation software. You can do all of data processing in the software. And for Blender, it's used for the animation and the game designing. So we can do far more than this. So if we could apply the proper visualization techniques to our project, when next time we need to introduce to other people what is our project, we can bring a vivid picture of video to them. And then after they listen to our introduction, they will most likely say, "Ah, I get it." Also, if you have more time, you can draw a grassland, put some background, and then I can make my acknowledgement. Thanks for the Apollo and Summonate, but they are not here. But thanks for their advices. They make this project available for me, and they elaborate this project with me. So yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Would you mind going back to data format?
Yep. What happened? Wait.
So this data is just the coordinates of particles of specific particles at different times.
Yep.
And you just simulate this using.
Sorry, these are the points at the same time.
Points at the same time.
So we have like 200 files.
I can show
them at the same time in this slide, sorry.
Right.
Yep.
And so each of these data points represents a particle, and then you have these time slices.
Yeah.
And so do you just simulate this using fluid dynamics simulations or?
Yeah, and they have certain like codes for fluid simulation, like how to like provide calculation on Navier-Stokes equation. But that's what my grad student mentor did. So
right.
I don't quite understand it, that process. That's complicated for me. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you plan to try superimposing these wakes onto each other? Like if we have an upstream turbine and then its wake develops, do you think you could then show how that would affect the development of a wake of a downstream turbine?
Oh, sorry, I didn't quite understand that. Could you restate it?
So if we have like one turbine and then another turbine behind it, do you think we could do this modeling including the wakes of both turbines?
We can definitely do that, but that requires a lot of computational time.
Okay, I'm sure.
So I know you were in the lab, but you know, like we have computers, just one computer to compute this. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a supercomputer.
But this project in general is to like increase the energy efficiency in overall. It's not for a single turbine; it's for a wind farm. So we can like how to arrange, how to change the wind wakes so we can increase the energy efficiency.
Mm-hmm. So how do you decide what stuff you want to plot to visualize the things?
First, in order not to go to the road to art too far, in order to stay on the road on science, I chose to be as simple as possible to explain the process. So I add a turbine model. And also usually I'll add a track of some design because we are making like different designs. We are trying to some other things which I cannot say here. So as clear as possible. Like I will not add a grassland to the final visualization which I show in the last. So just to be clear. Also, because you can change the angle of camera, that means you can focus on different part of the wind lakes. You can focus on like small part of area and let the camera follow the wind evolution, so you can see this part better. Like, just, you can decide. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks.
Any more questions?
All right. Thank you.
You know what? We're